Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We haven't been here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We haven't been here in a while on a Sunday morning because we've been doing things. But we are here this morning. We missed Brother Deacon Fraser last night. We fell asleep. I was drained from yesterday's message, I tell you. When you get a good message, strong message from the Lord, it takes a lot out of you. But anyway, we'll have Brother Deacon come not this Sunday, but next Sunday, and bring us a word next Sunday. So, Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made. And we are already rejoicing, and we are glad. We are exceedingly glad because you have granted us one more day in the land of the living. Father, we ask you to speak to us and speak through us as we yield our hearts and minds to you this morning. Glory to God, Father. Let there be none of me but all of you. As I surrender my lips, my ears, and my eyes to you, God, allow me to see and hear and speak that which says the Lord. None of me, God, but all of you. And Father, if I speak a word that did not come to me by the Spirit or through these 66 books, cause my tongue to cleave to the roof of my mouth and never let me speak another word. My only objective, O God, is to glorify your name, edify your body, and terrify the devil. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. We are going to be talking about the subject matter today. The Lord will save you and protect you if you let him. The Lord will save you and protect you if you let him. So everything is contingency on you yielding yourself to the Lord, yielding your heart, your mind, your body, your soul to the Lord. And we want to start here in Psalm 86. These is only 17 verses. And you know I like to eat the whole roll if the Lord allow me to. And here David is talking. This is the Psalm of David, a prayer of David. And David is having a conversation with the Lord because his enemies are coming after him. His enemies are coming after him. How many know that we have to pray? I hear the apostle, the bishop, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the deacon. Everybody is saying we have to pray, but nobody is praying. People have become too busy to pray. We need to pray. Everybody want to preach. Everybody want to teach, but nobody want to pray. We have to pray. Prayer is what opened the door to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And your faith open and prayer keeps it open. Hallelujah. So here in this book of Psalms 86, David began to speak to the Lord because in this time he have everybody's coming after him. His son, Absalom, King Saul is coming after him. Many Israelites are coming after him because of who he is and whose he were. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, when you walk for the Lord, people are going to come against you. They're going to come against you. Some going to want to take your life. Some going to want to destroy your property because of who you are. You know, you're going to find them saying who she thinks she is, who he think he is. He think he more than us. She thinks she more than us. They're going to be saying these things because they are jealous of who you are, who you have become, and who you are becoming. Hallelujah. They're jealous. Hallelujah. In Psalm 86, David began to bow down before the Lord. He began to bow before the Lord and pray. He says, bend down, O Lord, and hear my prayer. Answer me, for I need your help. David began to cry out to the Lord. How many of us are going to God and crying out for God to help us? I mean, not just help us from the enemy, but help us to walk to live this lifestyle. Help us, oh God, to be a helper to other people. Next thing I teach about, I'm going to teach about giving. I'm going to teach about giving alms to people, to the poor, giving to the needy. I'm going to teach about that because a lot of people don't want to give. They'll give to the big church that they can say, well, let me send some money to TD Jakes. Let me send some money to Craft Lord Dollar. Let me send some money to Benny Hinn, you know, because they think that they can get that anointing, but the anointing is not for sale. You cannot purchase the anointing. The anointing is a gift from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He told you that in Acts 2 and 38. It's a gift from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But here we see David begin to cry out to the Lord. He said, protect me, for I am devoted to you. Save me, for I serve you and trust you. You are my God. David begin to allow the Lord to know that he worship him, he praise him. He's honoring the Lord, the sovereign Lord, the mighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God of Jacob. David is telling him, yes, I honor you, I serve you, I live to glorify you. He's telling the Lord, he said, be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am calling on you constantly. He said, I am constantly. I mean, every day, every moment, every time that he get a chance, he's making time to talk to the Lord. He's making time to seek the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's making time to search for the Lord. The Bible says, if you seek the Lord early, you will find him. You will find him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But David went on and he began to say, give me happiness, O Lord, for I give myself to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, he wasn't asking God for money. He wasn't asking God for Rolls Royce and Lexus and BMWs. He said, God, give me happiness. He said, happiness is not of stuff. It's not of what you accumulate. This thing is on the inside. When you got peace that you can relax, you can lay down, you can sleep and don't have to worry about the door. You don't have to worry. Sometimes we go to sleep, the door's unlocked, the car's unlocked. Hallelujah. We are not concerned. We're not worried about that stuff. Why? Because God is our protector. He is our shield. He is our buckler. He is our strong tower. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody today? Well, listen to what he says. David says, Oh, Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. See, when you ask for the Lord help, the Lord is ready and willing. He is always ready and willing to forgive, to extend mercy and grace to you, to us. Hallelujah. As we call upon him, sometimes we just shout out the Lord and we say, well, I'm just gonna do this thing on my own. I'm just gonna face this thing on my own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But even when I'm in the field and I'm working with the skill that the Lord has given to me, I still call upon the Lord. I still call upon him. I call upon him because I know that he hears and he answers when we call upon him with a pure heart. Call on him. Hallelujah. Call upon him. He will answer you. The Bible says he will show you great and mighty things that you have no knowledge of. We need to call upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord. Find time to call upon the Lord. Find time to call upon him. Glory to God. Don't become too busy that you don't want to talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, I got to work. I got to do this. I got to pay my bills, so I got to work. Well, listen to me. You can die and leave your job. You can die and leave your job, and somebody else will do the job. The same job that you think is so important and that you can't find time to give God praise, you can't find time to give him glory, God will take you, will allow you to fall out of that job. You fall down on that job, you'll die on that job, you'll have a stroke on that job. Hallelujah. Not praying for nobody to have no stroke, but it can happen. People will have strokes on their job, they die on the jobs. They get strokes and they can't go back to the work that they love so much. And then they will be in the hospital laying on their back. They'll be at their home laying in a bed, you know, and they have to have a nurse coming and take care of them. And guess what? And every little voice that they have, they're trying to call upon the Lord then. They want God to assist them then. When they have their strength and health, they don't want to call upon the Lord. They don't want to call upon him. They don't want to, my God, seek him out. Because they figure, well, no, I got to keep going after that dollar. I got to keep going out, keep making money. I got to keep going after making money. But the Lord says, if you keep going after that money, that's all you're going to have. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. We don't want to go after the things that last, that will last. That you know, we have evidence. You got people that stayed in the word and stayed with God, and you can tell that they lived to a ripe old age, and they were happy. They may not have had a whole lot of stuff like some people have, but they had joy. They had peace. And her mama says, so how do you live to 108 years old? She said, but I served the Lord with gladness. I was happy serving the Lord, and I did what the Lord said to do. I wasn't perfect, but I did what the Lord said to do. I was always in God's presence. You need the presence of the Lord. You need the presence of the Lord. Apostle Washington was preaching over that together. You need the presence of the Lord. People don't understand how important the presence of the Lord is. We need to stay in the presence of the Lord. Yes, the Lord is everywhere. But a lot of places he's not invited. Hallelujah. He's not welcomed. He can be everywhere at the same time. But yes, as I say, a lot of places he's not welcome. People don't welcome him. They say, well, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. Glory to God. But we need to make time to invite the Lord in our midst. Invite him in our midst. Hallelujah. And in our mess. Hallelujah. David says, oh, Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. He said, listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hear my urgent cry. He's telling the Lord, he said, look, I'm so in need of this thing. I need you right now, Lord. This thing that I have is a 911 call. It's a clarion call to you, Lord. I need your help, Lord, in this situation. I can't fix it on my own. I'll try to fix it, Lord, but I can't fix it. He said, Lord, it's urgent. It's urgent cry, Lord. I will call to you whenever I am in trouble, and you will answer me. David said, I'm calling. I will call every time. Even when I'm in trouble, I'm going to call because I know you would answer me. I'm not going to look for nobody, anybody else. I'm not going to search no other place else, but I'm going to come to you first, Lord. Yes, I might ask my sister Washington to pray with me, but I'm going to go to the Lord first. I'm going to come to the Lord first. I'm going to talk to him about what's concerning me, because he told me he'll perfect that which concerneth me. So I'm going to call on him. Hallelujah. A lot of people, what they do, Even preachers, well-known preachers that have all types of degrees and stuff, they'll call another preacher first. They'll call their sister first, their brother first. They'll call on their wife. They'll call on their husband. They call on somebody else. Say, Lord, I don't feel too good today. I don't feel too good. I need you to pray with me. My finances don't look good. I need help in my finances. Pray for me to get a blessing. They don't say, let me go take this to the Lord. I need to take this to the Lord in prayer. Lord, my finances is bad. I can't pay my bills, Lord. I need some help. Lord, I need you to send some jobs my way, Lord. Call some people to call me. Call some people to give to the ministry. They don't do that. They go call their brother or sister first. Because they think their brother or sister got the keys to heaven. No, God, only God have the keys. He says, verse 8, no pagan God is like you, O Lord. None can do what you can do. He said, look, all of these other gods of idolatry that they are worshiping, all these false gods, all these false entities, Satan, the Diablo, the devil, all of these things that they're trying to get to use to try to make things work cannot do what you can do for us, Lord. Lord, you have done more for us than anyone can do. But we don't give him the glory that he needs. We don't give him the glory that he deserves. Hallelujah. When you look back, when I look back at my life and see how far the Lord has brought me, I have to praise him. I have to praise him every opportunity that I get. He said, all the nations you made will come and bow. All the nations you made will come and bow before you, Lord. They will praise your holy name. Listen, when Jesus comes, when he comes in the cloud with all of his angels, hallelujah, and they sound that trumpet, every nation, the Bible says, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he's Lord to the glory of God. Every knee will bow and every tongue shall come. That means every nation, every king, every president, every prime minister, hallelujah, oh God, they're going to bow down. Every devil, every demon, they're all going to bow before him. Why? Because he's Lord of lords. He's King of kings. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's, oh my God, I'm telling you, everyone's going to bow before him. You don't care how you see that. Doesn't matter how they're acting and how they act like they don't need him. They don't need him. I don't need to hear of him. I don't need to worship him. I got all this stuff working for me. But the day coming, it's called the day of judgment. The day is coming that when every knee, it doesn't matter who you are, how much degrees you have, what school you went to, how much money you gained, how many properties you bought, you're going to bow before him. Doesn't care what you were driving. You had how many planes you had, how many airports, private airports you had, how many yachts you had, how many homes you had in Hawaii, the Caribbean, or all over Europe. You're going to bow before him. That's not going to save you. The only thing can save you is if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you have confessed your sin before him, if you have bowed before him, if you have repented of your sin, that's the only thing. He says, teach me your ways. Now let's go back up further. Verse 10. For you are great and perform wonderful deeds alone. Our God. You alone are God. He said, teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, so that I may honor you. See, David said, look, Lord, I want you to clean me from the inside. I want you to make me whole from the inside. I'm not concerned with Calvin Klein. I'm not concerned with Macy's. I'm not concerned with Nordstrom. I'm not concerned with Stacey Adams. Lord, I'm not concerned with Crocodile Alligator Shoes and stuff. Lord, I'm concerned with being right with you. So purify me from the inside. He said, grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. Hallelujah. What I like here is in this verse 11, he says, teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity, hallelujah, O God, of heart, so that I may honor you. Verse 12 says, with all my heart I will praise you, O Lord my God. I will give glory to your name forever. David is crying out to the Lord. He's telling the Lord how much he needs him, how much he honor him.
Hallelujah. If you talk to somebody like that, don't you know that that person will love you more and more and more? Not that we have to do anything to love God, for God to love us, because he already loved us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible say that. You can't do nothing to cause God to love you. But David said, I'm letting you know, Lord, I will love you forever. I will praise you. I would honor you. I would adhere to your calling. I would honor every desire that you place before me. Every instruction, every assignment that you give me, I will follow, Lord. I will not deviate from my path. I will not deviate from my path. Some people can start good. At the end, we had so many people were here with us on Blog Talk Radio when we started. When we started here on Blog Talk Radio, we had so many people. But as soon as they get themselves established, they don't have no more time. They find an excuse. Excuse me. They find an excuse not to be part of Blog Talk, but we continue. Listen what he says. David says, with all my heart, I will praise you, O Lord my God. I will give glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. You have rescued me from the depths of death. How much of you all consider what the Lord has done for you? Have you ever thought about it? All the things that he has done for you, the places that you've been, that you should have died, and God has protected you when you didn't even know that he was protecting you. He kept you when you couldn't keep yourself. David says, with all my heart, I will praise you, O Lord, my God. I will give glory to your name forever. Verse 13 says, for your love for me is very great. Oh, how you have rescued me from the depths of death. Oh, God, insolent people rise up against me. A violent gang is trying to kill me. You mean nothing to them. David begins to let him know, your enemy is my enemy. They're coming to kill me. And they ask the Lord, but you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness. Look down and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant. Save me, the son of your servant. Send me a sign of your favor. Send me a sign of your favor. Then those who hate me will be put to shame. For you, O Lord, help and comfort me. David is speaking to the Lord. Have you spoke to him today? We got a little bit more to give you before we go. Here in this Psalm 86, David acknowledged God's mercy, goodness, and uniqueness. He asked for God's guidance, supernatural strength, and a sign to reassure him amid all his enemies. David is saying to the Lord, show up and let my enemies know that I belong to you. David's troubled. What he seeks from God is God's love, God's protection. David began to speak. His persecutors, insolent, violent, God-rejecting people are trying to kill him. Hear me. He needs God to hear his prayer for help. Protect me because he serves and trusts God. Be merciful to me because he calls on God constantly. Here's David speaking. Give me happiness because his life depends on God. Teach me because he wants to live accordingly to God's truth. You cannot live the way God wants you to live without God's guidance. So we have to ask God, God, show me, help me, lead me, oh God. Don't depart from me, Lord. Strengthen me in the areas of my life that I'm weak, Lord. He says, teach me, because he wants to live according to God's truth. Give me a sign, because he has God's favor. Those who hate him will be put to shame. David is speaking what he says about God. Psalm 86, verse 5, 7 to 10, 12 to 13, and 15. You are good and forgiving. God is full of unfailing love to those who call on his name. You answer prayer, David told 86 and 7. When trouble strikes, God is available. You deserve to be worshipped by all nations, Psalm 86 and 9. They will bow before him and praise his name. You deserve to be worshipped by me, Psalm 86 and 12. The author gives God's glory forever. You are unique, Psalm 86 and 8. There is no God like him or no other miracles like this. You are a worker of miracles, Psalm 86 and 10. He alone is God. You love me greatly, Psalm 86 and 13. God rescues him from death. You are merciful and gracious. God is slow to get angry and full of unfailing love and truth. This is all about God. All about God, none about David. Now let's go to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Let me give you about five more scriptures, then we can get over here. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. Let's look in the Amplified Bible. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 19. Luke 19 and 10. He says, for the Son of Man, talking about Jesus, came to seek and to save that which was lost. See, when you are going through, when you're out there in the field, don't know Jesus, he is looking for you. You're not looking for him. You're not thinking about him. I hear some preachers say, I remember when I was lost. I remember when I was out in the world, when I found Jesus. I got to tell today that Jesus was never lost. He was never lost. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's you and I and everybody else. The Bible says, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Then Jesus proceeded to speak a parable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let's go into Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. I want to give you this scripture. I want to just get some up here today. Next Sunday, we have Brother Deacon Fraser come and bring us a word. Let him get a chance to grow. Matthew 13, let's start at 44 to 46. And Jesus is speaking. For the kingdom of heaven is like something precious buried in a field, which a man found and hid it again. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who is a dealer in search of fine and precious pearls, who, on finding a single pearl of great price, went and sold all he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet, which was cast into the sea and gathered in fish of every sort. When it is full, men drag it up on the beach and sat down and sorted out the good fish into baskets, but the worthless ones they threw away. Now here in this text here, This is letting you know how important you are. God is willing to send his son. Said that scripture earlier. Because of your, how important you are, we are to God. That he was willing to send his only son, which is the prime jewel of his life. And he gave his son, sent his son to come to earth, to lay down his life, to be cursed, to be scourged, to be put on a cross, and to be crucified, buried in a barred tomb for your sins, but he rose on the third day. No. Here in this book of Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah chapter 59. Just a few more scriptures we're going to do for you, and then we're going to get out of here. Isaiah chapter 59. Glory to God. Glory to God. We always have to get some on here. Got to get back into this, get back into routine with this. Isaiah chapter 59 and 19. Listen to what he says. You all know these scriptures, but the Lord dropped these in my spirit. I mean, I didn't really have a word to bring. I was so tired yesterday. I was staying out sleeping. And then in about 3 o'clock, a little after 3 o'clock in the morning, I heard this scripture, these scriptures in my spirit. I mean, I was hearing them. I didn't have the verbal words written in my heart yet, but I had the scriptures. I could hear them. And I said, Lord, first thing in the morning, I get them and search these scriptures. And the Lord says, Psalm 86, Luke chapter 19, Matthew 13, Isaiah 59, Isaiah 54, Isaiah 41, Isaiah 40. I said, wow. And all these scriptures line up. See, when you spend time with the Lord, he'll speak to you. Here in Isaiah 59 and verse 10, he says, this is what he says. Powerful word. Isaiah 59. We grope for the war like the blind. Yes, we grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at noonday, as in the twilight, in dark places, among those who are full of life and vigor. We are as dead men. Listen to the Lord speaking. That was not scripture I want. Isaiah 59 and 19. This is what I want. So, as a result of the Messiah intervention, they shall reverently fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, this is where I want it. The spirit of the Lord will lift up his standard against them and put him in flight. For he will come like a rushing stream which the breach of the Lord drives. You can look at Matthew chapter 8 and 11. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 11. We got a few more scriptures to give you. 8 and 11. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. God is saying to us, we have to get ourselves ready. We have to be ready. He is our protector. He is our shield. He is our buckler. He is our strong tower. But we have to get ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let's go to Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17. You know these scriptures. Isaiah 54 and 17. We are talking about the Lord will save you and protect you if you let him. If you let him. See, you have a part to play in your saving. You have a part to play in your protection. You have to allow the Lord to save you. You have to allow him to protect you. Isaiah 54 and 17. But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the realm. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. Those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness and or the vindication which they obtain from me. This is that which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your shield. Isaiah 41 and 10. We are in the Amplified Bible, 41 and 10. I think one more scripture we have finished for today. Fear not. There is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of rightness and judgments. This is what the Lord says to us. He will keep us safe. He will protect us. Acts chapter 18 and 10, King James Version. 18 and 10. For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. For I have much people in this city. The Lord talking about Paul, when he called Paul to go, sent him out, anointed him to go and preach the gospel. He got many people in the city. God has people in places that we don't know. And when we got to go places, there's no need to fear. God said he'll protect us. Now go to Isaiah 40 and 31. Listen to what he says. You know these scriptures. But those who wait on the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift up their wings and mount up close to God. Eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Hebrews chapter 12. Go to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 12 is what he's saying. King James Version. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, so cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that thus so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endure such contradictions of sinners, a great against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds. Listen, Jesus bears what we couldn't bear. Hallelujah. But now he is sitting down at the right hand of the Father. We have witnesses that have gone on before us, all of the patriots that suffer like we are suffering. And now they're rejoicing like we will rejoice. Glory to God. Listen, this word in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see God, the Lord. We have to continue to walk in this holiness. Father, we thank you and praise you for this short word you have given us for today. And Lord, we pray now that, mighty God, that you honor this word. We know you honor it because it's your word. And as the word has gone forth today, we know it will not return void. We ask you to bless those that came on today to hear us and to partake of this great food that you have given us today. Lord Jesus, we ask now that as we leave this word line, but not your presence, that you bless the airways, bless the north, the south, the east, and the west. And Father, allow us to hear with clarity that we'll get a word for tomorrow as you desire, Lord, for us to teach and preach the word of God on tomorrow. Now, I pray for traveling mercy for my honey as she's going up with her sister to meet her cousin, and that they all have a great time traveling, and they make their destination safe and return safe. Father, we thank you for this day. I pray that you give my granddaughter traveling mercy as she travels back here from Maine. Lord, you cover the highways and byways that nothing happened to them. Oh, God, they're getting no accident to hurt themselves or hurt anyone else. Father, we pray for my son and his wife that they make it back to Arlington, Virginia, safe. Lord, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus for all those that are traveling, that's going to the beaches and all for the weekend, that they'll make it back safe, Lord God. Father, we just thank you and praise you for Brother Deacon Fraser. Pray for his mother. Pray for his father, Lord. We ask that you heal his father. And, Lord, we pray for Bishop James Washington and Apostle Linda Washington, for all those that are part of Blocked Off family, Lord. We pray for Apostle Stewart and Pastor Joyce Stewart. We pray for Evangelist Darlene Campbell, Evangelist Sheila Harding, Evangelist Tina Woodson, Lord. We pray for Prophetess Jackie, Lord, Taz Tessel. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for those that are coming, Apostle Pastor Brown and Evangelist Brown, Lord. We pray for Apostle LeGrant, Lord God. And we pray for all the Evangelist Curtis and Evangelist Branch. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, today that you touch the men and women of God. Pray for Pastor in Virginia. Oh, Pastor Marshall, Lord, we ask for strength in him as he is growing more and more feeble, Lord. We ask that you strengthen him and let him cross over when the time is right with peace, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, that all that you do, Lord, do it for your glory, Lord. Father, we thank you right now. Now, God, bless somebody today. Pray for Apostle David in Ghana. We pray for Pastor David in Kenya. And all of, pray for Pastor Gudis in India. Lord, we pray for all of these men and women of God that we're connected to. Even if we don't call their name, Lord, you know them. We ask your blessing upon them. And Lord, give them mercy, Lord. Meet them at their point of need, Lord. Help us to get the funds that we need to help Pastor in Guyana, Lord, to finish the ceiling for the church, Lord God. We just pray, Lord, that we'll get the funds to help him, Lord. And Father, we're praying right now as we leave this line, but not your presence, Lord, that somebody that don't know Jesus would just call upon Jesus and say, Lord, that they repent of their sins according to the word. And we know the Bible says that he comes to seek and to save that which is lost. It is very clear. Jesus came to do that. So all of us has been lost until he found us. And it said it clearly in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, shall not stay lost, but shall have everlasting life. The Bible said that God sent his son not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But the Bible also said that the world loved darkness. Men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They're doing a lot of evil stuff. You know, all this stuff that they're doing, raping and sodomizing and stealing and murdering and robbing people, all of this stuff is evil. They do all these things when the sun goes down. But we pray that God would open their eyes and remove the scales like he did for Apostle Saul before he became apostle and
open his eyes so he can become Apostle Paul and then do all the work that God has called him to do. We pray that God would touch the hearts of men and women. The Bible says that Peter told the people, he said, to repent. They said, what must we do to be saved? Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's very important that we know that we have to repent. Repenting means turn away from the sin. From what have you been doing that was pulling you away from God? All that was keeping you from God? Turn away from it. It's very hard. You know, it's not an easy thing, but it's attainable with the Holy Ghost. A lot of folks say, well, I don't know how to walk this walk, but you can walk it. He said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Jesus is the only one. The Bible said that when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, when they see the boldness of Peter, they perceived that they were unlearned men and ignorant men, and they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. People see you, they say, well, I know he ain't been to no high school, he ain't been to college. How he got to know all this stuff? But when you had an encounter with Jesus, you tend to get to know a lot of things. He shows you a lot of things by the Spirit. So we thank God and praise God for you all today. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin today, and I want to be saved. I know that the sin in my life is what's keeping me away from you, and it's been blocking me. But Lord, today, I ask you to help me to take down the blockers. I denounce Satan and all of his agents and the world system. And I'm coming to you just as I am today, Lord Jesus, asking your forgiveness, asking your mercy and your grace. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1:9. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and take up your rightful position on the throne of my heart. I no longer want to be the king of my life, but I want you to be. So, Lord Jesus, take control of my life. Lead me and guide me into all truth. Fill me with the Holy Ghost, as it said in Acts 2:38, and I will be filled. If you just said that prayer and you believe it, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This is in Romans 10:9-11. Now, the Bible said that for God commended his love towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we have an advocate. His name is Jesus. He's the one who stands in the gap for us. While we were out there messing up and acting a fool, he was standing up, holding up his blood-stained banner for us, waiting for us to come and let his blood drip upon us so that we can be washed clean of our sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone. So don't feel that you're different to somebody. Say, well, oh, I'm too embarrassed. I can't go there because I look different to them. No, all of us were just like you. And some of us still have some of the stuff that don't want to let go, you know. But as we let go, the Bible said that he cleanses us. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. All we have to do is let go. All you have to do is let go. Just like we got to let go. Hallelujah. And let God. Glory to God. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we have to allow him to come in and fill us. Allow him to come in and fill us. Glory to God. We thank God for you all. Call up a pastor, preacher, or teacher. After you said the prayer of salvation, and you know in your heart that you repent, call up a pastor, preacher, or teacher. Tell them that, say, well, you know, I have repented and I've turned from my sin, and I'm trying my utmost best to walk in this walk according to the word of God. But I need to be baptized. And before you get baptized, you want to call your friends, your family, your co-workers, even your enemies. Invite them. Set it up so you have a lot of witnesses, because this is a great time, the greatest time of your life when you give your life to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Many will die and go to hell because they don't believe that he's God. But you got to understand that he's the Lord. He's the Savior. Hell is real and heaven is real. Don't matter what people say, because this world system and this system that we're living in now, They trained everything to put Christianity down, you know, put Christ down. But Christ can never be put down. He only get put down one time. That's when he was in the grave. But he came about that grave. And now he sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for whoever called upon his name in repentance. After you get baptized, you're going into what we call a liquid grave, and you're coming out that liquid grave, oh God, by the power of God, to serve God. Find you a church that is teaching and preaching about the kingdom of God, that's preaching righteousness, holiness, and get yourself involved in ministry. You hear me today? Get yourself involved. You say, but I'm not called to be a preacher. You don't have to be a preacher. If that's what God wants you to be, no matter how far you run, you'll become a preacher. Because God has a way of working out things. He's the one that make you who he wants you to be. You don't make yourself who you want to be, even though a lot of people think so. God, I went to school. I got the degree to be this, to that, degree to that. No, you can only become who God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Only become that, who he wants you to be. He's the one who ordains. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for those that receive the gift of salvation today and those who will receive it at a later date. Glory to God. We are going to leave here now. We pray God's strength. We're ready for Minister Ondeer and her daughter to stop by so we can bless the little girl, the minister, what the Lord give us to bless her with. Hallelujah. And we will see you all on tomorrow morning, if it's the Lord's will, for us to be on this side of the grave. We will be here. So have a blessed day. God bless you ones that came on and the ones that didn't come on today. We bless you anyway, same way. Be blessed and be safe. God bless you. Bye-bye.